Steve Davis is captain with the Pensacola Police Department. He's retiring at the end of this year. He's a good personal friend. And he is the infamous, famous secret author, the best kept secret in Pensacola, of the Pensacola Police Department Facebook page. But before we get to any of that, you picked this song?
I did.
What am I missing?
You don't appreciate that one? That's a classic,
okay.
Andrew.
Come on. All right. Fair enough. Hey, friends can disagree. That's no, I didn't. I looked over at Reese. I said, "What the?" Fair enough. Well, hey.
If you haven't explored the Water Boys, you need to.
So anyway, welcome back to the show. And oh my God, this was such a wonderful thing to be revealed on what, Saturday? I guess Sunday. I don't remember when you actually disclosed it, but you went on the Facebook page. And it's the post about this being you, was that written by you? Because it didn't feel like
you're
writing.
About 95% of the previous posts were written by me.
Yeah.
So I sat down and my wife, and we all decided that, you know, I had to unmask myself, so to speak, before I left in retirement.
Right.
And I sat down to write it, and I wrote about 10 different versions, which I never do before. Usually I write one, maybe two, and it takes about 30 seconds, we're good. So this one, I wrote about 10 versions. I sent it to my wife, and I sent it to a trusted friend of mine. I said, "What do y'all think of this?" And they both said, independently each other, "Wow, this is the worst thing we've ever read." So
it's good to have that input, though.
My wife sat down, and it is. It's good to have people that tell you the truth.
That's right.
And so basically my wife and my friend sat down, and they came up with the meat of that. And then I went in there and sort of changed it to my voice. But yes, irony, the whole thing was the idea behind the actual post itself really didn't come from me.
Yeah, which is a funny way to, you know, to have the sort of big reveal about who you are not actually come from you. But this all started, what, 20?
Exactly.
Was it 2016, I think, is when, because there had been a Facebook page before that, but 2016 was the puppy in the car. And a couple of real dumb criminals were being the first two big, you know, thousands of shares kind of ones. Do I remember this right?
Right. That was some people from out of town. For some reason, we still can't get our minds around this. In June, in the Cove Mall parking lot, locked a small, like, two-week-old puppy in their car as they went inside shopping. The windows were up, and it was hot outside, you know, June in Florida. And one of our officers had to bust out the window, rescue the dog. And so we posted about it. It was basically the warning, hey, don't do stupid things, especially don't leave your dog in hot cars. And that just took off. And I haven't checked lately, but at one point that post had over 3 million engagements across the world.
Wow.
Then we realized, hey, we might be onto something here.
So was that the moment? Were you doing the Facebook page already at that point? Or was that kind of, you wrote that post? Was that your post?
Yes. So
okay.
We had just sort of decided we were going to change direction with the page a little bit. Prior to that, we were just doing what most police departments do. You know, they put out wanted people and traffic advisories, basically just sharing press releases
right.
In a kind of way. So we decided, you know, we're going to try something a little different and just write conversationally. And then that puppy showed up, and that just took off.
And so this would have been under what, Chief Leiter at the time, I think? And so you guys made the decision to try to go in a more, just trying to be entertaining and informative at the same time, right?
Right, and not even so much with the intention of being entertaining, but just being more conversational in the way that we speak to each other, maybe in the hallways.
Mm-hmm.
Let's write those conversations down, and maybe people will, you know, get to know us a little better. We can share a little bit about ourselves, break down this divide between the police and the public, and I'll be darned if it didn't work.
So did you do it? You said 95%. Did you have other people helping you along the way, writing with you? Because I had thought that there was at least one other person that was kind of working with you, so to speak, along the way.
Right. So this initially started, it was Captain Mallett and Captain, now Deputy Chief Kevin Christman. The three of us really started writing it from day one. But as time went, I sort of took over the majority of it.
Okay.
And it probably last 4 years, I've written most of the post, and a person who wants to remain anonymous, let's say that, has helped me out with some writing. Most of all the graphics you see, most of all the pictures you see are all that person's.
Wait, so there's still a reveal yet to be revealed?
Exactly.
Okay.
The reveal is never ending.
All right. So, but yeah, no, it's kind of funny because when you say like Chuck Mal and Chris Christman, Kevin Christman, sorry, who are, they're both very, I want to say just the right word. They're shy. And I mean that in the sense that they're never, neither one of them ever much likes for me to bring them on the air. They're, you know, I mean, you get them in person and you're talking and they're very, 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 very funny guys, but they're both very reluctant to be in the limelight. You're a little bit more comfortable with it
right.
than either of them, but all of you guys share that just ridiculously biting, dark, sarcastic, you know, humor, right? And, you know, cutting up. So, I try to picture the three of you or the two of you or just you, you know, just kind of coming up with these ideas and putting this stuff down on the screen, basically, and then sitting back and watching it take off. It's got to be kind of satisfying.
Well, initially, it was overwhelming and just stupefying because of the silly things we were writing, not silly perhaps, but the things we were writing that we thought were funny, we couldn't believe other people shared that sense of humor and to this day, we're still a little mystified about the whole thing.
No, it's really neat. And I remember early on pushing to help you guys get Best of the Coast, which you earned several years in a row and certainly deserve it. As
yeah.
I said, the best Facebook page in Pensacola and probably one of the better Facebook pages across the country. And you've had other departments come and ask you guys for advice, right?
We have. And you know, I don't know how much we've influenced other ones because I know we've certainly been influenced by some of the better ones around the country. But, yeah, we've had conversations with other agencies, and they're getting away from the typical press release type of engagement where, you know, people don't want to read that. They can read that stuff anywhere.
Right.
But what they want to see is they just want to see honesty. They want to see transparency. They want to see that, you know, and it seems silly to say that we're human just like everybody else, which, you know, you wouldn't think need to be said, but it does. But, yeah, we've really enjoyed the run.
Is there any one that stands out to you? And I mean, when you write this much, you cannot possibly remember all of it. But is there any one that stands out to you as the one that you're the most proud of, or you know, you look back and that one really just for whatever reason it sticks out to you?
You know, funny you should say that. This last week, you know, we started our Police Navidad gift card giving again with Penn Air Federal Credit Union, and just last week. And just so typical of Pensacola, I love these stories where the lady Ann from over in Baldwin County
came across
a family of five that were having the worst day of their lives. Long story short, y'all can read it if you want to, but she, enlisting the help of two other gentlemen over there with a truck, transported this family from the roadside over in Foley or Fairhope over to the airport over here, bought them tickets, all back home to Texas. So, yeah, just go look the extended version of that on our Facebook page. But, you know, the story was just great. You know, she didn't have to, but she did. And it really just exemplifies the people in this area who, you know, over 32 years I've come to understand are really the best people in the world.
It sounds like it's a case of it's not necessarily the great job you did in writing it and more so that you had the opportunity to be able to bring that story to light and bless people with it, which I love that. Police Department, Steve, you're retiring at the end of this month. Mallett's already retired, unless I'm lost my mind, last year, I think. And Chrisman's the deputy chief.
You're right.
So who's going to carry on the page?
Again, we can't. They don't want to say,
uh-huh.
And I think that's a benefit to the page. It allows the writer to say some things that maybe you wouldn't say personally, but you can definitely say from the anonymous page. And it also, you know, it allows people to understand that what we're saying doesn't come from an individual. It comes from every Pensacola police officer, every officer you see out there directing traffic, working a crash. They could be the one writing the page.
Was it ever? Was there ever a time when you really wanted to tell people, but you knew you couldn't?
No. I really enjoy the anonymity, and I really loved when people came up to me on the street and said, "Hey, whoever writes your page, you know, is doing a great job."
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And I would just, I'll, I'll, I'll pass it along to him. I never really wanted the accolades or anything, which came in droves this weekend. That was totally unexpected. But I've had a good run, had a lot of fun, and I certainly appreciate the fact that people enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, obviously we have, over all the years, big fans, big supporters, and, you know, now that we can publicly say that it was you, then I'm very, very glad to be able to thank you on behalf of the community and, you know, just something that over the course of the last 5 years has really made all of our lives better, made our lives richer, and given us something to look forward to on Facebook, not every day, but many days. Captain Steve Davis, the heretofore anonymous author of the Pensacola Police Department Facebook page, along with help at times from others, including Chuck Mallett and Kevin Christman and others as well, who have not been named. But Steve, again, on behalf of the community, thanks for your service, and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for everything you do for us.